today.
Amen.
And I'm glad to see this crowd out. I know we're all congested up, but like I said, we'll get through it, though.
Yeah.
Dennis, it's echoing too much. Turn it down.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
No, it's the one thing we
Yes.
God on the mountain.
Who sings it? The Camies do.
Camies.
I think they may have wrote it. I don't know.
I think they did.
Well, we switched it. Test it.
Bless them, Lord.
Light on my feet.
Is that the name of it?
No, this is the one, you know, God's on the mountain.
All right.
Because I heard that last night, and I said, I'm going to see if they'll sing that tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Sister Lily. God done gave her the desire of her heart.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't no need putting that up there unless Brother Danny's going to use it, because I don't need no microphone.
It's wrapped around that thing there.
And we don't have to worry about technical difficulties with the preacher. Thank you, Brother Danny.
Y'all bless
you. Y'all pray for me.
Bless you, Lord. We're heading. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Glory! Praise the Lord. I'm glad he sung that song. I don't know how difficult it was to sing it. I'm just glad he yielded because I needed it. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, man in his best state, the Bible said, is vanity. But all we do is break things. I'm glad God can put them back together.
Amen.
I mean, I have to admit, the psalmist said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know what, I mean, there's more to life than what we can see. There's more to Christ than we'll ever understand or know. But the Bible said He's a very present help in time of trouble. Thank God He is. Amen. They sung about the God of the mountain. I don't even know the name of that song I asked Brother Danny to do, but I'm glad he sung it because it ministered to me. I think I heard Sister Joanne back there shouting. Boy, I tell you what, if there was a people to shout, it's us. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, we're going to that mountain.
Yes, we are
going to give a shout up there. Amen. I don't want to wait till we get there. I'm going to shout all the way till we get there. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, hallelujah. I got in. I might have got in on a slow train, but I got in. Amen. I mean, that great number of pastors did a sleeve it out one day. I mean, he didn't walk with God and God took him and he was not. And you know, we've got cosmonauts and Russians have got what they call them. We've got astronauts, Russians got cosmonauts, but God's got was-nots. We're going to be here one day,
right.
And then we're going to be a was-not.
Right.
They're going to look everywhere for us, Brother Mitchell.
Damn,
I mean,
right.
They're going to get on Google and say, where'd they go? And he's going to say, I don't know.
Amen.
Yeah, and they're going to try to, you know, do an internet search on it. And they say, all I know is the Bible must have been real. We missed the morning, I guess. I'm trying to find a word to fit right there. But amen. I'm glad to see everybody here this morning. I wasn't expecting to see this many people. Like I said, I'm just a little preacher. And praise God, we got a big God. And He's able to help even this little preacher. And He's able to compensate for what we can't do. And I can't do much of nothing. Jesus was pretty blunt in John chapter 15, but it is true. And He said, without Me you can do nothing. I saw so many people doing nothing because they tried to do something without Him. I just don't want to be in that number. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to be reading this morning from three places in the Bible. You don't have to turn there unless you just want to. But we're going to start out in Ephesians chapter 4. And they all three say the same thing. Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll read the first three verses together. And verse 1 would be our text verse. But Paul here, he's writing to the church of Ephesus. And he's writing to encourage them and provoke them, try to help them. And he says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Boy, that's quite a statement right there.
Yes, that's right.
Forbearing one another. Oh, Brother Eddie, I ain't perfect.
No, that's right.
Please don't ever think that I am.
No.
Not only will I make mistakes, but I also realize you will too.
That's right.
And we gotta do this with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering. Forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10, Paul writing to the church in Colossia, and he says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Last place is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, just a few pages over. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're going to read verse 12. Paul says that ye, talking about all of you, that's what the word ye means. That's more than one. That all of you, that ye would walk worthy of God who have called you unto His kingdom and glory. We'll stop right there. I'm preaching today on walk worthy, and I'm still in the category of setting the standard. This message goes along with last Sunday's message. We'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You for the number of people that are before us right now. Well, we're humbled, Lord, to see this many people come to the house of God. And Lord, I believe everyone that's here today is here by the providence of God.
Right.
I believe it was meant for them to be here today. And I pray, dear Father, You'd set a table, Lord, today. That, Lord, every need could be supplied. That, Lord, whatever people come, they could find. Whatever they need, they could find a vast supply. Lord, help me, I pray, as a little preacher, Lord, to be obedient, Lord, to Your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Lord, to submit myself and my will into Yours. And Lord, I pray that, God, You'd be able to work here today. Help me not to get in the way. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching on walking worthy. Now, Jesus was worthy.
Yes.
Two young boys got saved. And they loved the Lord. They wanted to serve Him. And there was an atheist who lived out on an island. He shut everything down. There was no way to get on his island if you had any faith at all. He wanted to live the life of an atheist. The Bible describes an atheist in Psalms chapter 14, verse 1. It says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms chapter 53, verse 1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Right.
These two young boys had just got saved, Brother Ed. They had such a burden for this atheist man that they sold themselves to be slaves to him. And their parents were devastated. They could not believe. I mean, you know, as long as somebody else's kids, ain't no big deal.
Right.
But their two sons,
right. They
sold themselves, Phyllis, to be slaves to this atheist because they had a burden for him.
Right.
Would to God we had somewhat of a burden today.
Hey,
I mean, the Bible said, really, no vision, people perish. Yeah. That ain't talking about television either. That's talking about, you need to realize there's a lot of hurting people out there. But they sold themselves to be slaves to this man, and they went in kind of incognito. They didn't say, hey, we're Christians, we want to come out there to that island. They sold themselves to be slaves. The Bible tells us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And as the boat was loading up to leave, them two boys at the back of that ship to their parents on the shore, as the parents was weeping, here's what they said. He is worthy to receive the reward of His suffering. And He is worthy.
Yes, right. That's right.
And we owe a debt we can't pay. He paid a debt He didn't owe.
Right.
And would to God we'd all walk worthy of the One that loved us, that died for us, that gave Himself for us. I mean, that ought to be in the norm, Brother Ed. It ought to be just normal that we set the standard where it needs to be and we keep it there. But I want you to know we come down to a well sedan day and everybody's doing that, which is right in their own eyes. That don't make it right, but they don't care about being right or wrong. They're living selfish lives. They're living, I'm telling them, pleasure. And they're living without any regard at all to the suffering, dying Lamb of God. I say amen.
Amen.
I wish Brother James was here. I've done got about five amens. Well, I'll finish that statement, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says our steps are ordered by the Lord in Psalms chapter 37, verse number 23. But do we walk in them? I could answer that, no we don't, but we should strive to. You can't have fellowship with God. You know, everybody wants to have fellowship with God. Oh, would to God I could have God speak to me. Would to God I could have a blessing on me. Well, the Bible tells us plainly that you can't have fellowship with God except you walk in the light as He is in the light, and then you can have fellowship one with another. And listen, I want you to know, if you want fellowship with God, you'll have to come out of the world. You'll have to live what the disciples were, disciplined followers. You'll have to discipline yourself. You'll have to put the standard where it needs to be. And you'll have to join God, because He's not coming out of the light.
That's right.
There's no 50 shades of gray with God.
No.
The Bible said in Him is light. He's light, in Him no darkness at all. First John, chapter 1, verse 7 says He's light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Those two disciples that were walking on the Emmaus Road, Luke chapter 24, verse number 15, you know what they's doing, Brother Donnie? They's fellowshipping. And he's talking about the events of that day. And he's talking about all the things that they'd seen. You know what the Bible said? It said Jesus drew near to me, and He joined Himself to them.
Amen.
You know why He joined Himself to them, Carolyn? They's talking about the Lord.
Right.
And you know, he didn't just come over and say, "Hi, I'm Jesus." He come over and said, "What kind of communication are these y'all having?" Right. They said, "Are you a stranger? Do you not know what all took place? They just crucified the Lord of glory." And He knew all about that. Right. He's the one that was crucified.
Amen.
But here He is. They're walking, Clay. Mm-hmm. They're walking down the Emmaus Road. They're having fellowship. They don't even really understand the moment. I've had a few of them.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of got it afterwards, you know, and you didn't get it right then. Kind of like Carolyn Thurman's song off right there. You get it on the letter train, but you get it, amen. But anyway, as they walk, guess what happened? Clay, not Clay, it's our Jordan. I do look a lot like him. Jordan, the hearts begin to burn. You see, the closer you get to God, Brother Mitchell,
that's right.
The more that heart not only gets burned, you get the yearning.
That's right.
For that sweet fellowship.
Amen.
Me and Donnie, we've done that, but we sang it. If anybody's in the church, they say, "Shut up." I mean, when we basically sung that song that Brother Jared picked out, even here today, you know, I want to know more about my Lord. Well, we do want to know more, Brother Eric. We all do need to know more. But we just sing where we know Him more than not. And we just are singing. I mean, we sing by the letter too, Brother Eric.
Right.
We read right there to go. You know what I mean? I can't sing a lick, can't preach a lick neither, but God somehow able to use me. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
We sure was, Brother Ed. We've down that road, we sang it, we saw it. Lost as we went 14 miles out of the way.
But we did make it. He had one of them GPS things. He punched in the address and said, "Turn around." We went too far.
Amen.
Well, them two disciples on the Emmaus Road, they had fellowship with the Lord. Even though they didn't realize it at the time, they compelled Him to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
You want fellowship with the Lord? I'll tell you right now, He will come.
Amen.
And if you desire Him to come, He will come.
That's right, brother.
And they said, "Would you go a little farther with us?" He will.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and they sat down to eat, and He broke the bread, and Sandy, their eyes were open.
Yeah.
And they realized who He was.
Mm-hmm.
But he disappeared out of their sight. But listen, Brother Ed, they had fellowship with Him.
I know they
did. Woo! They had fellowship, Sharon. Say, "Well, I like having fellowship with Him, amen."
Yeah.
You know, he called some people, and they said, "Maybe someday you call Him." He said, "I'm on my way."
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. It says if we draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my. Now I'm getting to the message now. I've done chased all the rabbits I think I'm going to chase. There are more people that go to hell than we would care to know, because Christians won't walk worthy of the name of Jesus, and they jaywalk on God and go back to walking according to the course of this world, which is mentioned Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Now listen, I used to be in the world.
Yes, come on, brother.
I used to be of the world. I talked like the world. I smelled like the world. I done the things they did, but it's not the same. Sandy can say amen to that. I'm not the old lady way. She put up with the old lady way for a long time, didn't you?
Yes.
She said, oh my God, he's coming.
Amen.
I mean, I wasn't welcome sight, but they loved me enough to put up with me, and somehow she got saved. I got saved. Her husband got saved. Her son got saved. And I'll tell you this, it all started with her.
Yeah.
She submitted first, and she said, Lord, I can't take no more. You have to do something. She said, good, I can't wait till you get that. And she gave her heart to Jesus, and boy, I mean, the red light went off, the sirens went off, and I thought more her husband, my drinking buddy, I thought, I'm fixing to lose him. So I went over and I played my highest card. I got drunk. I'll tell you right now, buddy. I was the next one in line. When she got baptized, I was the next one in line behind her. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! You know, God always does things a little different. We think that he's going to do them, but praise God, he does them. Amen. Amen. But there's a lot of people today in hell because of churches that won't preach the word.
Come on.
Because of Christians that won't walk worthy. And here's what they do. They look at us and they say, you know, I thought that was real. And I am real. But I don't never want to give any idea or any inclination to the fact that I'm what I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. I can never be the old man no more.
Amen.
And you know, somehow or another, people try to dress up like the old man. This ain't going to work. You know, you can try to talk that talk. It just ain't going to work.
Nope.
You're going to find out like Peter that was down there at the devil's fire and he's trying to blend in. He can't blend in no more, but he's down there, the old world beating Jesus, and he just kind of keeping an eye on what's going on. And the Lord already told him, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, you're going to deny you know me 3 times. Right. And Peter said, not me, everybody else may, but I ain't going to. But we got a bunch of Peters today that don't understand why they're saying to us this morning, there's a mad devil down here, and Peter's somewhere he didn't need to be, and he's doing something he don't need to do.
And a
little girl said, you're one of them.
Yeah.
That kind of hurts when you get put on that kind of spot, don't it?
Yeah.
He denied that he knew the Lord, didn't he?
Right.
He said, I know him not.
Yeah.
Somebody else come over and said, I seen you with him. He said, man, I don't know who you are. I don't know him. About that time, somebody got a little more bold and said, your speech, Peretti, see, you wouldn't cuss like you did before.
Yeah.
Bible does say, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth and become
Amen.
Saints.
Right.
Amen.
And he cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And denied he knew the Lord by the time a rooster crowed. That's why preachers like chicken. They try to get rid of that rooster that crowed on them. But anyway, you know, he just couldn't fit in no more. And if you've been saved, that's your say, not mine.
Right.
Y'all look good to me.
Yeah, right.
But when you stand before God, you better be saved.
Amen.
But if you're saved, you ought to live and talk act like you're saved.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. This world is looking for something. And they need something real, and God is real. I know there's a lot of fakes down here. I bought things, I thought these genuine, and come to find out there's a fake at the bottom. There ain't nothing better than finding something that's real, and knowing that it's real, and being able to enjoy it for what it is, that it's real.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
God help us to be real.
Yes. That's right.
There's people down here saying they're searching for something.
Right. Amen.
They don't want nobody to know, but they're searching for something. You know what they need, Jordan? They need something real.
That's right.
They need real love.
Yes.
They need real comfort. Yeah.
Right.
They need to find that in us. You see, we're ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
I want people to know I'm going to the house of God today.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not strutting.
Amen.
But I don't want to be no mistake. I remember out there at work, I was good and saved. You know, happy as that people whose God is Lord. And I was good and saved, and I'm enjoying God and the things of God. And the man comes to me and said, can you sell me some of that stuff? And I guess he thought I was a drug dealer. I said, I don't know. I said, hey, buddy, I said, I'm high on Jesus. I am.
I'm in battle. I couldn't pass. I'm high on Jesus, man. I've been high on Jesus for 33 years. It's the best high I know. The Bible says, Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I have tried literally about everything, but I want you to know one taste of Jesus will satisfy the thirst of you, of your soul. Any thirst you have,
will satisfy. Amen.
Yeah,
that's right.
One thing, Jesus, he don't just save people, he satisfies people. I'm not saying anything else.
Man,
I'm satisfied.
Better believe it.
Listen, they're looking for something. They need it. I'm telling you, this thing ain't going much further. This thing's on the way down. It's like on a roller coaster ride that's went out of control. And they don't know if it's even going to make it the next curve or not. They need you to set the right example. They need you to live righteous, godly, holy. They need you to do like Paul told the church of Romans. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yeah.
That ought to be just normal.
That's right.
But we don't do it. I know what I'm talking about. I struggle myself. I've got this old fleshly body. It's weak. Mm-hmm. I've got this carnal mind that wants to somehow interfere with the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And there's a war going on in my mind all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. People going to hell because of a poor example of a Christian or of a church, either one, that tries to go back to fitting into the world, that tries to go back to living the way they lived in this world before Christ set them free. Listen, Jesus set you free. You're free indeed. I agree with that.
Amen.
But love ought to be your motivation for setting a standard where it needs to be. The Bible tells us about Joseph refusing to lay with Potiphar's wife. And listen, she laid hold on him and said, lie with me. I don't know very many men that could pass this test. Nobody's around. She is obviously very beautiful. And she told Joseph, which was servant to Potiphar, she said, lie with me. And he said, God forbid that I should do such a thing.
Yeah.
And he fled, Brother Ed, and she laid hold of his garments.
Yes.
And he left them. Then she took his garments and said,
He tried to
rape me. I don't know what the words say right there.
Right.
She said, look, I got his clothes. He was innocent as the driven snow. And you may have some situation where you get called or get charged with something you're not guilty of, and that may happen. Just don't never be guilty, and you'll be all right.
That's right.
God bless Joseph. He got to be second in line to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But I don't know too many that could pass that test. Too many that could do like Joseph and said, God forbid I should do this thing. Even though the convenience was there, even though the woman was there, even though he was there, it wasn't the right thing to do. And he fled. Amen. Me and Donnie was talking, I believe, yesterday about fleeing youthful lust. You're going to have them.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. We're not Superman. I don't have an S underneath my shirt. If I did, it'd be a little bitty one. I'll tell you that right now. Genesis 39, verse 12. Joseph made the right decision. He still got in trouble, but it was the right kind of trouble.
Right.
If you're going to get in trouble, get in the right kind of trouble. He got in trouble for doing right. He ended up getting promoted because he did right. Elijah, the Bible said, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he was without sin. James chapter 5, verse 17. It can be done, beloved.
Yeah.
But in our Sunday school lesson this morning, we mentioned about a devil down here, can't you?
Yeah. Right.
He's like a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
He wants to wreck your life.
Uh-huh.
He wants to rob you of joy. He wants to take everything you God.
Yeah,
the Bible said resist him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll flee from you, but I don't think we're doing much resisting anymore. I think we're doing more listening, more entertaining. Make no mistake about it, buddy. Jesus told Peter, Eric, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I pray for you
that
you fail not.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He said, "Will thou be converted and strengthen the brethren?" We do need to strengthen one another, encourage one another,
right.
And you know, help one another. I'm going somewhere with this message. It can be done. Set the standard as high as you can set it. Sell out to Christ. Don't sell out to sin or this world. Brother, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
That's
right. We're the only Bible that some people will ever read.
Yeah.
With that in mind, what is the Bible according to you? Jesus said, "Let your light so shine."
That's right.
That you may glorify your Father which is in heaven. So when you set the standard where it needs to be, Brother Mitchell, you're giving glory to God.
Amen.
But you're also giving people an opportunity to see what difference that Jesus makes. If they don't see no difference in you, they're going to say, "I'm just as good as them."
Right.
We've actually come down to that day. I don't see much difference myself. Man,
yeah.
Somebody said, If a boat's in the water, it floats unless the water gets in the boat. If the water gets in the boat sinks, amen. I mean, you see them big old boats out there and you think, how's that thing float? It keeps the water out. That's how it floats. You get that water in that boat and it's going down, damn it. That's what we need to do, is keep ourselves not only in the will of God, not only in the Word of God, but in the work of God, abounding, and stay busy. Stay too busy, the devil has any opportunity to kind of interrupt you. Either your thought pattern or your plans for the day. Stay busy, amen. Oh my, this message is kind of needful for me, you, and everybody. We're the only Bible that some people ever read.
That's exactly right.
Brother Ed, when they read this Bible, I want them to get the right answers. I want them to see.
Yeah.
You know, they took note of those disciples that they'd been with Christ, and they called them Christians first at Antioch. Brother Danny, they saw something in them that was different than in other people, and the conclusion was they called them Christians. Has anybody ever called you a Christian? Somebody said if you got arrested and got put on trial, would it be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian?
That's right.
It'd be a tough one.
Amen.
I like them. See, I'll tell you one thing. I've seen that boy play. I've seen that boy go to church. I've seen that boy helping others. You know, I come down there on South Green Street, and there's a girl on there. Please help us. Her house burnt down, and I rolled the window down, and I handed her $100 bill, Clay. She looked at it. She said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah, I'm absolutely sure." She started weeping. I did too. Just wanted to help. It just so happened I had one. It wasn't like I didn't need it.
Right.
I just felt like she needed it more than I did.
That's right.
And you know what? I ended up getting blessed.
Mm-hmm.
It's more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Right.
The Bible said the Lord loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
Now, I could have put some stipulation on that, Jerry. I could have said, "Get back with me. I want to know what you spent that on." But no, I freely gave it.
Right.
I said, "It's yours now."
Right.
It went from my hand to your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We just superficially serve the Lord.
Bless him.
Amen.
We do. We just want to do just enough to get by.
That's
really.
Right.
Really. God help us to have a heart. There's a lot of hurting people out there.
Bless him.
Somebody said they don't care. They don't want to know how much you. I see. People don't want to know how much you know. They want to know how much you care.
You're right.
God help us.
Amen.
Have open arms. People that are hurting, struggling. People that, you know, fell prey to one of the devices of the devil. Oh my. Like I said, we're the only Bible that some people ever read.
You're right.
People do fall. People do fail. And when they do, in love we need to visit them.
That's right. Amen.
Not in condemnation. Not in a, "I can't believe what I heard about you." But in love, I'm here for you.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, our heart ought to be somewhat affected by all the problems, the troubles, and the hurt of our day. I don't want to be past feeling. I don't want to look at the caller out there and say, I ain't got time for this.
Right.
I don't want to say, maybe someday, I want to say, I'm on my way.
Right.
Sister Joanne called me. She had a car, the alternator went out on it, and she tried. She did. She called the garage, they said, we're too far behind. She called neighbors and friends, they said, I just can't do it. She called old brother Eddie. I said, I'll be right out there.
Amen.
I looked at it and I had to admit, buckle my knees. I said, you got a computer? She said, yeah. I said, I want to see what I'm looking at. So I went and brought it up on the computer. Woo! They just gave you a superficial idea. It took me 5 hours, didn't it? But I got it done, amen. That's what she needed. She needed someone to help her. She said, this is all I've got to get to the doctor. No brother in it, I wasn't real proficient at it, but I got it done, amen. I had to take a rip and pull it out of there. His head, and down in there where he couldn't even see it, about need a mirror to see what the thing was. But anyway, we got it out of there, but it went in easy. It came out, grabbed it, just pulled it right down in there. It takes no time getting back in there, Clay. But it wasn't no fun. I have to admit, I'm not looking forward to doing that again. But I got it done. I got it done. Yeah. That's where we need to be as Christians. We're still trying to figure out a way out. I'll do what I can. I'll be right there.
That's right. Amen.
People do. They do fall. They do fail. And listen, and when they do, we need to visit them in love. We need to confirm our love. We need to let them know we're there for them. The Bible tells us.
That's right.
I want to read this rather than quote it, even though I could quote it. I want to read this. I'm in Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. Now listen, if you ain't spiritual, don't even do this.
Right.
I don't want you to go in the spirit of the flesh. I don't want you to be judgmental. I don't want to hear this. You ought to know better. I don't want to hear none of that. If you're going to go in love.
Uh-huh.
Right. Go to hell. Uh-huh. Go to undergird. You know that good Samaritan that come to that man that had been wounded by thieves and robbers and they left him half dead? Praise God, I'm glad that priest didn't stop. I'm glad that Pharisee didn't stop. They probably finished him off. Somebody said, Baptists are the only ones that kill their wounded. You know, we've got to do something about that. I'm here for you.
Amen.
You know, you might think this would be embarrassing me talking about this, Brother Eddie. I got called in the pastor's office. My pastor said, Brother Eddie, I need to talk to you right now. Pretty mad. I said, okay. I went in there. He shut the door. He said, somebody's seen you with another woman. I said, well, Brother Rick, that's news to me. He said, don't matter, they seen you. Pretty rough. I said, well, you're about to have me here. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, they seen you with another woman. He didn't have that spirit of weakness. Mm-hmm. I love my pastor. I felt like he should have been a little bit more. Better than more meek here.
Amen.
I said, Brother Rick, you're going to have to help me here. And he said, they seen you with her at the Goodwill store. And it was true, Brother Mitchell. I was with another woman. But it was my daughter. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I told him it's my daughter. He said, don't matter. They seen you. I'm sitting there thinking, come on, buddy. don't be overboard.
That's right.
I wish he'd have said, Brother Eddie, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. And he didn't. But I wish he had. You know, Jesus, the Bible talked about Jesus. It said a bruised reed, he won't break. You know, you got to be careful with a bruised reed. Because it will break.
Right.
Said smoke and flax, he won't quench. He wants to help, sonny.
That's right. Amen.
You know, the Bible said Jesus was a friend of sinners. Thank God.
Yes.
That's the kind of friend sinners need. That's somebody that cares, sir. Somebody that says, I'm here. Sarah, bless her heart, my wife just asked about it the other day.
Yeah.
She come to our house and, boy, she wrote a blessing to the wife. She left her phone number up there. She said, if you need anything, you call me.
Amen.
I appreciate that, Sarah. We don't like to bowl on nobody. I'm waiting on her hand and foot. I think I about got her spoiled. She's probably better off than she's acting. I cooked her breakfast this morning. She said something last night about a grilled steak, and I went and picked out 4 ribeyes and 5 baked taters. I guess I know I ate too, but hey, I'm on board. That sounds good to me, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. prize was $24, they worth every penny of it. There's still two left. I may get one today if a granddaughter don't beat me to it. Listen, we need to learn how to help people.
Yes, we do.
We're not flying all that high.
No, that's right.
I really feel sorry for these people that think they are.
You're right.
Right.
Bible said that our brothers suffer the same afflictions we do. We're all in the same boat.
That's right.
There's a devil down there. He's mad. He hates you. He's trying his best to get you low. Does he get you kicked in the teeth while he's got you down? See if you like wheat. Give you every kind of accusation and slander he can. And try his best to stone the life out of you.
That's right.
Love of Christ. It ought not only be abiding in our heart, it will be abounding in our heart. The Bible tells us, be kind to one another. Let me say that again.
Yeah.
You see all these signs, everybody's front yard, be kind. You know why they're there? Because ain't nobody being kind no more.
That's right.
I feel sorry for these children in school.
Right.
You not just got bullying now, you got cyber bullying now.
Yeah, right.
Did you see that about that young girl? They accused her of being racist. It wasn't even her that put the post on. Someone, somehow, and I'm not real smart because of the technology. You can tell me, look at me, I ain't too smart. But someone, Brother Danny, that was smart, they somehow forced, I don't know, a Twitter or my face, whatever. They forced that she was racist. And you know what? They found out that it was forced, that it wasn't true. And I kind of hope that's true with all of us. Let it not be true concerning all the accusations raised up against us.
Amen.
But in school, you can do right and still get in trouble because someone forging your username or your account and make you say something that you didn't say and false accusations.
Amen.
Seem like they stink like mud. Like I said, my parents accused me of being with them. Another woman, I'm sitting there thinking, I know better than that. I mean, I've been with Andy Wayne every day. I know he didn't do nothing. But you know what? I still got the accusation and I had to prove myself.
Yeah, right. Amen.
It wasn't easy. I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't pleasant in there. Man, it's kind of like he was trying to see me in there. That's my brother. I love my pastor. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? When he told me about where I was seen, I knew who seen me. I didn't call her up. Started praying for her. She dropped out of church, Sandy. She ain't been back. It wasn't my hand that done it.
Right.
Amen.
I love her. Be careful.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Let your motivation be love.
Right. That's right. Amen.
We're supposed to be kind.
Yes. Right.
To one another.
Right.
Kind.
Yes.
Case.
Amen.
We need to be kind.
Amen.
Don't talk about people behind their back.
Yeah.
Don't take advantage of situations. Poor Carolyn, she's sitting on the front row.
Amen.
Scoot up as tight as she can get to Jerry.
Amen.
Got her hands down here together. That front row, it ain't for the faint-hearted, I'll tell you. If I were an old Brother Eddie preached the front row in a heartbeat. Be kind to one another. How many are we supposed to be kind to?
Everybody.
One another.
One
be kind. Yeah.
Right.
My mother used to say this. If you ain't got something good to say to somebody, keep it
right.
That makes more sense now than it did back then. You know what I mean? But you know what we do now? We just jump on board. Hey, we just jump on ship and we start criticizing people and beating people down. There was a father come home from work and he had a bad day and we had him. When he come home from work, Sandy, his little girl, met him at the door. She was so glad to see her daddy. When she opened the door for her daddy, he vented on her what he'd been through that day. And she ran out that door, Sarah, and went to an overpass on a bridge and jumped off. And the woman's car that she fell on, she said, I never will forget that little girl coming down off of that bridge down to me. She died. Why? He bent it on her, Brother Ed.
That's right. Amen.
Her shoulders wasn't wide enough for that kind of talk and that kind of accusation, that kind of spirit. Be kind.
Yeah, that's right.
One to another. Tender-hearted. Like Sammy, she's tender-hearted. I'd give in and be able to cry like her and Brenda. Her and Brenda, it doesn't seem like he can just cry on the spot. Oh, Brother Ed, I like my well went dry. Be tender-hearted. One to another.
Right.
In love, serve one another. Listen, if you don't love someone, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You need to get on your knees.
Yeah.
You need to say, God, examine me and see in me if there's any wicked way in me because something's wrong. I don't love nobody no more but myself. That's a selfish, senseless love.
That's
listen, but joy is spelled like this. Jesus first.
Amen.
Others second.
Yeah.
And yourself last. You want joy, learn how to love.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know this message was going to go quite like this. I'm kind of enjoying it up here. Amen.
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 Be kind one to another. Forgiving one another. You know the Bible tells us forgive as you've been forgiven?
Yeah, right.
Man, when I think about all what I've been forgiven of, Clay, and I've got some kind of beam in my eye to think somebody else has done worse than I have, I tell you right now, something wrong with me. Forgiving one another as you've been forgiven. I got forgiven of all. I ain't got no right to accuse nobody of nothing.
Amen.
After getting forgiven of what I got forgiven of, sir, I ain't got no rocks to throw.
Amen.
If God can forgive me, I need to learn how to forgive others.
Amen.
You know, if He hadn't forgave me, then maybe I might have an axe to grind. But He forgave me of everything.
Uh-huh.
He forgave me of everything. And with that in mind, I want to go do like He did with me. I said, it'll be all right. We'll get through this.
Amen.
Be kind one to another, forgiving one another, be tender-hearted to each other. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Don't dig their grave. Don't make matters worse. Be a friend.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Somebody said you ought to walk in their shoes a little bit so you'd understand. We don't know what's on somebody's plate.
That's right.
I kind of hope that nobody's worse than I am or struggling more than I struggle. But I do know this, we all struggle.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible says, count it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. You're not always going to pass. Sometimes you're going to fail. I remember one time I was a praying, Brother Donnie. I don't even know where these words came from, Carolyn. But as I was praying that day, for some reason or other, I said, Lord, forgive me for all the times that I've been less than your expectations of me. When those words came out of my mouth, Brother Mitchell, the reality of what I just said fell on me pretty hard. I didn't say nothing else for about an hour. I wept because I realized how guilty I was, even in what I was praying. I said, Lord, forgive me of the times I've been less than your expectations of me. He deserves the best, and I give the second.
Right.
You remember when Israel, they kind of got, I don't know what you call this, but instead of offering the best, they offered, you know, their sacrifice at 1 hour, or had blemishes, or had something. They just wanted to pretend that they was giving a gift of love to the one that gave them everything they had. You know what you came to this world with?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You know what you're going to leave with?
Nothing.
I mean, do the math.
That's right.
So here they were. God had blessed them. And showing gratitude, they took something that wasn't worth nothing and said, here you go, Lord.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
That's it.
You know, people ran to Jesus. They sought for Him. They looked for Him. They waited for Him. You know why they did? Because He cared.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm glad he cares, Joanne.
Amen.
Cares about me?
Yeah.
Cares about you.
Uh-huh. Right.
Run to him.
Amen.
You'll find rest for your soul.
That's
right. Pill can help maybe a little bit. Friends can help maybe a little bit, but the Lord, there ain't nothing he can't help with.
That's right.
That's right.
You might call old Brother Eddie, and old Brother Eddie might have bigger problems than you got. You say, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, I didn't realize you was going through all that. You call Jesus any day of the week, any hour of the day, well, he'll show right up, sir. He said, we get through this. It'll be all right. You know, without Jesus, you're not going to make it too far, but there's some people determined to live lives apart from him. And I can't imagine anybody wanting to do that when so great a love is manifested through him. But you know what? You still got to run to him.
That's right, man.
You still got to find him. He's not very far away. Bible said he's never very far. Me and one of them said we can find him if we fell after him. But you ain't going to make it too far without Jesus.
No, right.
This world's going to fire you. It's going to make a mockery out of you. It's going to ruin you. People use you to step on to get higher.
Yeah.
Right.
The Lord, somebody sings some kind of song, he lifted me up, the higher than I've ever been.
Yeah.
He'll lift you up.
Yeah.
Out of miry clay, set your foot on a rock, establish you going, put a song in your heart, even praise the Lord.
Yep.
I like getting lifted up when it's him doing the lifting, because he won't let you down.
That's right.
I'm going to stop right here with this right here. A young boy decided one day, Clay, that he would jump out of an airplane. It was his desire to parachute out of an airplane. He had an instructor to help him. They got it on video. His mother's down on the ground. He's never parachuted before.
Right.
The instructor has. They jump out of this airplane. The only problem is the parachute never did open up. They both fell to their death. I'm glad Jesus is not like that.
Amen.
You see what I mean? You're taking a chance.
Yeah.
When you jump into the arms of someone else, you're taking a chance.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, he can help.
Amen.
Yes, he can.
Bless him,
Lord. Yes.
I said I was going to stop right there. I can't help it. It's coming like water down a hill. One day my wife, and you husbands, listen good to Brother Eddie right here. One day I worked hard all day long. And I come home, Phyllis, and I was expecting fried chicken, fried taters, pinto beans, cornbread. My wife hadn't had such a good day, neither. And when I came home, Sandy, I said, what we got for supper?
Tater soup.
Tater soup. You say that back there? Now listen, that is true. But I want to be honest here. I had never eaten potato soup before. And I was royally insulted. And I just tell you, I stuck both feet in my mouth. I said, potato soup? I worked all day long, and you got potato soup next to me. She went to the bedroom with a trail of tears. And in my righteous indignation, I mean, I'm starving to death. I go in there and give me some of that potato soup out and some of that cold bread put in there with it.
Yeah, I
took that first bite, and I looked down and made sure nobody saw me. I said, boy, it's pretty good. You know what I mean? I would rather have potato soup today than have fried chicken, fried potatoes. You know, I had never eaten it before. And with that in mind, I overreacted.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
It's a good thing she didn't go to the bedroom. My problem made it even worse. I didn't sleep too good that night. I didn't sleep too good the next night or the next night. About a week. I had it up to here, Brother Eric. But you know what? I mean, no move. I mean, it was back to back for at least a week. No move! You know, just a grunt every now and then. No terms of endearment. I was at that hour and I was in the cafeteria one day, Brother Danny, and I'm reading my Bible. I mean, that's what I do. I read my Bible. You know what I read, sir? I read this. Better is a dinner of herbs and love therewith than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. They gave me the cafeteria. I broke. I cried and cried and cried. That was for me. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a letter from God here, son. You need this. I cried. I cried throughout the rest of the day. I couldn't keep my composure, the eldest. And know. I mean, I'm crying, I'm working, I'm crying. I got off work that day. I drove home. No, I take it back. I drove to the church. I'll tell you, I was, you know, with my head going down the third time. I drove by the church. I had the key. I went in there. Nobody around impressed, great swelling words. And I knelt down there and heard what I prayed. I said, "Dear Lord, first of all," I said, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for acting like I've been acting." And I said, I want you to forgive me. And I said, "Lord, could you help me with my wife?" I said, "I've really messed up." I said, "We're not talking. We're not doing nothing." I said, "Could you somehow help us to get back to loving each other like we used to love each other?" You know, I got done praying. I got in my car. I drove home. I opened my door. My wife's crying. She said, "Sit down right now. I need to talk to you." And I thought, "Oh my God, who's that?" She said, "God just spoke to me just now." She said, "And he said we need to forgive one another. We need to get back to loving one another like we used to love each other." She said, "I want you to forgive me." I'm picking my chin up. It doesn't hit the countertop about four times. And I said, "Honey, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm really the one to blame here." She said, "Shut up and listen." Every now and then I do what she said. I did. I still kind of messed it up. I've been put off to it, shut up. But anyway, you know, God was bigger than that problem.
That's right. Amen.
We've got unlimited help. We just never use it. I passed through the window one day, and the telephone pole out there, Brother Jerry, and then big high boat and his lines, and the transformer up bolted it, telephone pole, and a blackbird lid there, and he's sitting there drinking a cup of coffee. He said, "Old boy," he said, "you don't know how much power you're close to him." By that time, God spoke to him and said, "Neither do you."
That's right.
That's it in a nutshell right there.
Yeah.
God's able to help. My first course of action, be run to God and say, "We need to talk."
Yeah. That's right.
I've messed up royally. I need your help. You know, when Pharaoh came down to Egypt, they didn't have nowhere to go. What happened? Red Sea opened up. He made a way where there wasn't no way. What happened to the enemy? Drowned. They went into promised land, started singing. Wasn't too long as complaining, but they went in singing, rejoicing. Hallelujah. That's us. He makes a way where there is no way. Things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Let me tell it to you in layman's terms. If you can humble yourself and come to God, He will help you. Father, we thank You for the privilege, Lord, to preach Your Word today.
Yes.
To deliver Your message today. Lord, I need this message myself. And I'm going to say I wasn't alone. I pray, God, Lord, You'd help us today to see through the eyes of God, to see the hand of God reaching out to us.
Yes.
Lord, help us, I pray, dear Father God, today to do that, Lord, which is right in Your sight. Lord, to draw nigh to You, that You might draw nigh to us, to ask You for the help. But Lord, we should have already done. But Lord, even today, I pray, God, Lord, You'd help somebody. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I'd like to get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, get an invitation on him. And like I said, I don't know how the Word of God come to you. I know how it come to me. Rocked my boat pretty good. Well, maybe your boat's been rocked. Maybe you realize there's something you need to do. Pilate said, "What shall I do with this Jesus?"
Yeah.
You're going to have to do something with Him. No better day than today.
Right.
No better time than right now. You've been living in denial. Today be a good day to say, "Jesus, can we talk a minute? I have messed up. I have got problems I can't handle." He's there for you.
Right.
I could have told a million tales where He's helped me. But I can't tell you one single one that He didn't help me. I didn't ask for help.
Right.
You need to take that initiation. You need to say, "I need to get to Jesus." That woman, that issue of blood, nothing happened. She made her way through the crowd, touched the hem of His garment. She is immediately healed. I ask everybody to stand.
Number 122, Blue Book.